This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was some rare international praise for Syria today. The government there has started destroying its chemical weapons, which Secretary of State John Kerry called a good beginning. He also said the Assad regime deserves credit for living up to its end of the bargain. All the while, the fighting on the ground continues, of course. But outside Syria, exiles are waging their own propaganda battles with Assad and his proxies. Those fights are nonviolent, but they're not quick and they're not cheap, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Well, this is North Acton. A number of Syrian families live in this area. It's something of a hub for the Syrian community.
Malik al-Abder is one of several hundred British Syrians who've settled in this rather drab London suburb. Not all of them are opposition activists like Malik. Indeed, he says that living just across the road from him is the Syrian dictator's father-in-law.
It's quite a modest house. It's the one here with the satellite dish. Nothing special, I suppose.
I expect he's not your favourite neighbour.
No, not particularly. I mean, we used to say hello, you know, as good neighbours, but not anymore. His failure to condemn what his son-in-law is doing in Syria, I think for me, was just something completely unethical.
Having Assad's father-in-law as a neighbour is all the more extraordinary since Malik has been a scourge of the Syrian regime as editor of an opposition satellite TV channel. Based in London, Barada TV began broadcasting into Syria long before the Arab Spring. Malik thinks it helped fuel a national craving for freedom and democracy.
Since the revolution began, I met many Syrians from inside the country who would admit, they would say, you know, we used to close the doors, close the windows and switch on and watch Barada TV because it was the only TV channel that said the truth.
But 2 years ago, Barada TV's credibility was seriously questioned. WikiLeaks revealed that most of its funding came from the US State Department. Malik, however, does not feel compromised.
In fact, I would argue that had the channel been funded by a Syrian businessman or an Arab country like Saudi Arabia or Qatar, its credibility would probably be a lot more undermined than the fact that it was funded by the US. I think the US had a very hands-off approach towards Barada TV.
It's academic now. He quit the channel in a row over censorship with his Syrian managers, and the channel folded at the end of last year when its American funding was cut. If it's any consolation for people like Malik, the pro-Assad campaign in London is also feeling the pinch. These days, there are fewer protests like this one in favour of Assad. Some British Syrians who support the regime and oppose the uprising say they can't afford to take any more time off work to demonstrate. Amar Wakaf is an exception.
Being sort of self-employed rather than having a permanent job, this gives you the luxury of being able to dedicate man hours to follow the issue.
Amar, who runs a small management consultancy here, devotes three quarters of his working life to a cause that's highly unpopular in Britain, keeping Assad in power.
Are you receiving any money from the Syrian government? Are you in the pay of the Syrian government?
No, not at all. This is not something that I want to feel I'm paid for.
Amar gives interviews and takes part in debates, putting the case in Britain for the Assad regime. He says he's speaking up for millions of his compatriots back in Syria who don't want to see the regime, in spite of its many failings, overthrown.
The government is still on its feet, and we're talking about millions and millions of people who go to their daily work, keeping the economy afloat, keeping the government afloat. Do they want democracy? Of course they do. Do they want less corruption, less dictatorship? Of course they do. But there are other issues on their mind.
And uppermost, he says, is the fear that the uprising may turn Syria into a failed state dominated by al-Qaeda. The propaganda war in London continues. Both sides seem to accept it will be a long war of attrition and a costly one. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.